Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Zvachim, Daf Ayin Vav, the 8th Perek Kol Zvachim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, a Braisa prohibited purchasing Truma with proceeds from sold Shemitah produce because it limits the Truma's consumption until such Shemitah produce must be destroyed. This apparently disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who permits limiting consumption of Kadshim. However, Rava said that Rabbi Shimon's leniency only applies the Avad, after the fact, where the karbanos of different time allotments were already mixed, but he would not permit doing so l'chatchila. Abai challenged Rava from a Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat kadshim however they like, cooked, roasted, and may add spices of chulin or truma, thereby limiting the truma's consumption to the karban's time allotment. Rava answered, Hanachu truma's tavlin durabban, leave truma of spices, which is only rabbinically truma, so Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. Abai challenged Rava further from a Mishnah, which prohibits purchasing truma from Maaser Sheni Mani because it limits the truma's consumption to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Shimon permits it. Ishtikle, Rava was silent and didn't respond. Point number two, Abai challenged Rava again from a Brice about someone who was uncertain if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, a confirmed Metzora, who would be obligated to bring, among other karbanas, an Asham and a log of oil which is sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Metzora, these should be sanctified as the requisite Ashem and Log Shemen of a Metzora, and if not, the Ashem, so to speak, should instead be a Shomin Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. It must be shechted in Safon, its blood must be applied to the Metzora's body, and it requires smicha, nesachim of wine and oil, and waving of the chaz of a shuk, like a shlamim, and may only be eaten for one day and night, like an asham. This proves Rabbi Shimon permits restricting a possible shlamim with the laws of asham. The Gemara answers to Kuni Gavrishani. The remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kadshim. And point number three, the Gemara explains the procedure with the log shemen for a suffolk mitzora. He stipulates that if he's not a mitzora, this oil should be a donated oil offering. Because this would be a mincha, he must perform kemitza with it. However, since he may have been a mitzora, the shemen requires matan sheva, a sevenfold application, meaning sprinkling towards the kodesh kodashim. The Gemara said, since some was removed for kemitza, the shemen is deficient, and the matan sheva requires the full log. It answers the maisi puti malile. He brings a little more oil and refills it to a log. Since it may be a nedava, the removed kometz must be burned on the mizbeach. However, the Gemara asks, if this was done after the matan sheva, the shiraim of this nedava were diminished before the haktara, in which case the kometz cannot be burned. If he burned it before the matan sheva, he cannot perform the matan sheva with the remainder because kol shemimenu le'ishim harehu b'bal taktiru. Anything of which part is placed on the mizbeach fires is subject to the prohibition not to burn any of its remainder because the oil's hazah corresponds to haktara. The Gemara answers the masik l'shem etzim. He offers them for the sake of wood for the mizbeach's fire, or in this case, that the sprinkled oil should be like mere water. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, a braisa prohibited purchasing truma with proceeds from sold Shemitah produce because it limits the truma's consumption until such Shemitah produce must be destroyed. This apparently disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who permits limiting consumption of kadshim. However, Rava said that Rabbi Shimon's leniency only applies the avad, after the fact, where the karbanos of different time allotments were already mixed, but he would not permit doing so l'chatchila. Abai challenged Rava from a Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat kadshim however they like, cooked, roasted, and may add spices of chulin or truma, thereby limiting the truma's consumption to the karban's time allotment. Rabbi answered, Hanachu truma's tavlin durabban, leave truma of spices, which is only rabbinically truma, so Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. Abai challenged Rava further from a Mishnah, which prohibits purchasing truma from Maaser Sheni Mani because it limits the truma's consumption to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Shimon permits it. Ishtikle, Rava was silent and didn't respond. Point number two, Abai challenged Rava again from a Brice about someone who was uncertain if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, a confirmed Metzora, who would be obligated to bring, among other karbanas, an Asham and a log of oil which is sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Metzora, these should be sanctified as the requisite Ashem and Log Shemen of a Metzora, and if not, the Ashem, so to speak, should instead be a Shomin Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. It must be shechted in Safon, its blood must be applied to the Metzora's body, and it requires smicha, nesachim of wine and oil, and waving of the chaz of a shok, like a shlamim, and may only be eaten for one day and night, like an asham. This proves Rabbi Shim permits restricting a possible shlamim with the laws of asham. The Gemara answers to Kuni Gavrishani. The remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kodshim. And point number three, the Gemara explains the procedure with the Log Shemen for a Safek Metzora. He stipulates that if he's not a Metzora, this oil should be a donated oil offering. Because this would be a mincha, he must perform kemitza with it. However, since he may have been a Metzora, the Shemen requires Matan Sheva, a sevenfold application, meaning sprinkling, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara said, since some was removed for kemitza, the shemen is deficient, and the matan sheva requires the full log. It answers the maisi purti malile. He brings a little more oil and refills it to a log. Since it may be a nadava, the removed kometz must be burned on the mizbeach. However, the Gemara asks, if this was done after the matan sheva, the shiraim of this nadava were diminished before the haktara, in which case the kometz cannot be burned. If he burned it before the matno sheva, he cannot perform the matno sheva with the remainder because koshim imenu le'ishim haruhuba bal taktiru. Anything of which part is placed on the mizbeach fires is subject to the prohibition not to burn any of its remainder because the oil's hazah corresponds to haktara. The Gemara answers the masik lushem eitzim. He offers them for the sake of wood for the mizbeach's fire, or in this case, that the sprinkled oil should be like mere water. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg from Hollywood, Florida. He suggested that Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to a kadshim IV drip, watched as a Safek Metzora Muchat showed up with his conditional asham along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohen did kemitza and sprinkled toward the Kodesh Kadoshim and then put the rest on the Mizbeach like water. Once again, in slow motion. Dr. Cohen, who's adding truma spices to a kadshim IV drip. IV? That must mean we're on daf Ayin Vav. Dr. Cohen, who's adding truma spices to a kadshim IV drip, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortening truma's consumption, even l'chadchila. Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat kadshim however they like, cook or roasted, and may add spices of chulin or truma, thereby limiting the truma's consumption to the carbon's time allotment. Rava answered, Hanachu trumas tavlin drabban, leave truma of spices, which is only rabbinically truma. So Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. So Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to a kadshim IV drip, watched as a Safek Metzora Muchat showed up with his conditional asham, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rava again from a brisa about someone who was uncertain if he was a Metzora Muchat, a confirmed Metzora, who would be obligated to bring, among other kabanas, an asham and a log of oil, which is sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Metzora, these should be sanctified as the requisite Asham. And if not, the Asham, so to speak, should be instead a Shalmei Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. So this proves Rabbi Shimon permits restricting a possible Shlamim with the laws of Asham. The Gemara answers, Tukuni Gavrei Sha'ani, the remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kadshim. So Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to kadshim IV drip, watched as a Safek Metzora Muchat showed up with his conditional asham, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohen did kemitza and sprinkled toward the Kodesh Kodashim, and then put the rest on the Mizbeach, like water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the log shemen of a Safek Metzora is brought. So once again, Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to a kadshim IV drip, watched as a Safek Metzora Muchat showed up with his conditional asham, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohen did kemitza and sprinkled toward the Kodesh Kodashim, and then put the rest on the Mizbeach, like water. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Dafayim Beis. So the Siman Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on Dafayim Beis. Of. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of V'nibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with a majority of permitted animals. Which reminds us, Mishnah taught that animals that are asur b'hana, or disqualified as korbanos, prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they are mixed. The Gemara asks, V'nibatu Baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of V'nibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshed Darkoli Manos or Kol Shed Darkoli Manos? When it comes to Bittel, which reminds us, Rebbe Meir would express his opinion, Kol Shed Darkoli Manos Mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number, prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is Kalayim. Amram debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eshed Darkoli Manos Sheninu. We are taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batal, but items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batal. Reish Lakish says, Kol Eshed Darkoli Manos Sheninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of V'nibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with a majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshed Darkoli Manos or Koshed Darkoli Manos when it comes to Bittel? The rest of the kids had to settle for perch nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are 3 of the 6 items that are never Bittel. Which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with Ramir and say, Eina Mekadesh El Shishad Varim Bilvad. Only 6 items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batal. And Rabbi Kiva says 7 items. The 6 items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are perch nuts, bud and pomegranates, sealed barrels of wine, beet stalks, cabbage stalks, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva adds kikro shel ba'al bais, homemade loaves of bread. Dafa and gimel. So the similar dafa and gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg? That must be more in daf. Ein Gimel. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, which reminds us, Rapapa answers that our Mishnah, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batal in any mixture of animals, is a tana of litra katsios, a litra of dried figs, who holds kol davar sheyesh bo minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number is never batal, even for an iser d'rabban such as truma of dried figs. So, when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed in with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kachi mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish maruba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of called the parish maruba parish, and then we can then say, whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers Mishum Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. So, when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kachi mixed in to get them running out of their kavias to make them parish maruba, while his friend the cohen had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kachim brought from the forbidden mixture, which reminds us, Rava said, Hash Dami Rabbanu Lanakriv, now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv Umaratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. Rava follows the Tanu who holds Baalei Chaim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed. Dafayin Dalet, so the Simra Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. While one witness, that must be more Dafayin Dalet, aid. While one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it, which reminds us, Rav said to Bashal Avodah Skolchavim, Shinsarva B'meya Taba'os, if a ring used for Avodah Zarah and Asur B'Hana became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted because we say that this ring which fell in is the forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batal on a Drabban level, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. So while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it. And a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zarah ring into a second bucket of rings, which reminds us, Rav said that if a ring of Avodah Zarah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60. And once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is sveik sveika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40, and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it since we assume the ring is among them. So while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zarah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into. Which reminds us, if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, in this case the barrels were sealed, and so the truma was not batal, if one of them was opened incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma and the rest of the barrel is permitted. Daf Ayin Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amah Haaretz. So here goes. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz. Amah Haaretz? That must be more Daf Ayin Hey. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if karbanos became mixed with each other, the Kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled. But babola, where the blood was blended into a single cup, the Tanakhama says he makes four matanas for all the kabanas together and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila, there is even mixing. So each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rebbe says, ruinous matana, we examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid. But if not, it's invalid. So while one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amah Haaretz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter of whey, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one was makdish of Bechor for Bedek Abayis, can it be auctioned in a degrading way to benefit Hektish by weighing it against a litra? Do we say Ravchet the Hektish Adif, the Prophet Hektish, is more important, or do we say Zilus the Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Yami ultimately concludes, did this Kohen transfer the Hektish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not weigh it against Elitra, he could not enable Hektish to do so. So while one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amah Haaretz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter of weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with the Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says they must both be shechted in Safon, which is only required for the Ashim, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They're both restricted to the laws of Ashim and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azara and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chami said to Rabbi Shimon, Ein mavin kachim abeis apsul. We don't bring kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. We instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a moom, whereupon they're sold and new karbanas are purchased. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you suggest that in a case of a forbidden animal in a mixture, that we should force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of Kolda Parish Maruba Parish, and then we can say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted. That's on Duff. And is permitted. That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do you discuss how the Log Shemen of a Safek Mitzor Muchlat is brought? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do you learn why we needed the Mishnah here in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Temura to teach us about prohibited animals not becoming nullified? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which stuff to discuss what is done with the Ashim of the Safek Mitzor Muchlat? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that if a ring of Avodah Zarah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn an Egel Arufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortened Truma's consumption, even Chachila, in the case of adding Truma spices to Kachim? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 8. Which definite that all carbons which become mixed with chatos and mesos are left to die? That's on Daf. Ein Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss a case where a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed with other rings and then one fell into the sea? That's on Daf. Ein Dalet. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when one sealed truma barrel got mixed into 100 barrels of chulin wine and one was open? That's on Daf. Ein Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.